When journalist Marvi Sirmad returned home with her family last week from vacation, she was shocked to find her house upside down. She feared a robbery until she noticed that most of her valuables, like watches and jewelry, were taken out of drawers but left behind, whereas two laptops, a phone, and some of her family's travel documents were missing. The pattern was disturbingly familiar. This was the third time this had happened to her.
They've gone through my files on human rights cases. They only took laptops with current data on them. Similarly, they checked my voice recorders thoroughly. What kind of thieves are interested in only data and documents?
Sirmad is a known critic of the military as well as extremist groups. According to the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, anyone critical of the state these days is being targeted, reportedly by security agencies. While journalists in Pakistan are used to harassment from state and non-state actors, the intensity and frequency has increased significantly since last year. In a recent report on Pakistan, Amnesty International highlighted the impunity with which journalists and rights activists are subjected to harassment, threats, attacks, and even enforced disappearances. Increasingly, newspaper columnists are openly complaining that editorial comments have been subjected to censorship. Pakistan's oldest English-language newspaper, Dawn, published a statement complaining that officials have threatened newspaper hawkers and disrupted paper distribution in parts of the country. On the other hand, Pakistan military spokesman has accused some journalists of becoming pawns to anti-state elements.
What do we do about these that we have left blank? They are using their original handles to retweet or approve of tweets that are against the country.
The pressure has intensified to the extent that a recent survey by advocacy group Media Matters for Democracy found that 88% of Pakistani journalists self-censor. Free speech advocates are demanding an end to the harassment. So far, they say they have not received a positive response. Meanwhile, Sirmad and her family wonder how many more times they'll have to pick up the pieces. Aisha Tanzeem, VOA News, Islamabad.